It's Monday, January 27th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by QSC, who invites you to go native with the QSIS audio, video, and control ecosystem.
Today's Daily Download comes from Digital Signage Digest, Episode 7. Lenora Lane is joined by Karen Stevenson, Sebastian Duque, Mason Page, and Jason Yim talking about augmented reality. Jason Yim starts off talking about how experiential solutions like augmented reality can work in conjunction with digital signage.
There are two main things, two main ways I think that they can interact. One is when you're doing AR as a consumer, a lot of the times it's a very kind of, you're the only one seeing it. So you have a phone. I see some character show up in the retail store, a Star Wars character, but unless you're looking over my shoulder and onto my same phone, you don't see what I'm seeing.
Right.
So that's limiting in terms of like exposure of that AR experience. So there's things we can do with, it's called casting. So where if someone is in the store and they're doing something, you know, some mixed reality engagement, we can actually, the user can actually share that imagery onto like a big screen, you know? So everyone else in the store can see what fun, cool thing that you're doing.
Right.
So if this was enabled for the Lego experience, for example, if you have some kids running around the store chasing after ghosts, you could actually see what they're seeing on their screen. And that could be shared to more people in the store, and that encourages more people to try it and be excited about playing as well. So that's a very functional fix.
Yeah.
I think another thing that it can it does is it just changes the how a digital, you know, display should work. Instead of just being this one way, I'm just going to cycle ads, you know, and at best, I'm trying to cycle more interesting ads. Like, how do you create something that's actually a two-way communication with the consumer and truly connected? So there are a couple of things that we've done in the past. One is it's not in retail. It's at the Lego Museum, but we created a massive display. It's six giant fish tanks made out of big digital screens. And kids come up and they build fish out of Lego bricks, out of these big Lego bins in front of the screen. And they build the fish and they go up to the scanner and they scan the fish that they build and it comes to life in the tank.
Wow.
And each tank holds 300 user created fish at a time. An average play time is about 30 to 40 minutes.
That's a long, long time to capture an audience and for interactivity with these technologies.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a very simple input on the consumer side, and you capture that in the digital, you know, in the digital screen. Yeah. And that's kind of, you know, this loop that you're creating, you know. So I think there's a lot left to be done at retail. So that input mechanism, it could be, you know, for a photograph, you could be, you know, taking a photo of someone and then tying that into the experience in some way. It could be scanning data, it could be shopping data, you know, like you could be taking from RFID, like what are people buying, what are people interested, what are they trying on, and that could all be presented in some very interesting way on screen. But I think digital signage will, if the consumer is used to that interaction everywhere else in their life, and then they come into a store and that screen is a dead screen, I think there's a lot of improvement that can be done there.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.